Hello, it's the 15th of July. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Recent comments about the Bedford phase of East-West Rail from the Department of Transport has led to confusion regarding the proposal's future. When asked by Ian Dale of LBC Radio about the project, Grant Shapps, the Transport Secretary, said, "I would cut East-West Rail on the second and third tranches and save £3 to £5 billion. Mike Barlow of Bedford for a reconsultation emphasised that the statement undermines EWR's claim that there is a valid business case for the scheme. Putno councillor Michael Headley said Mr Shapps included the scrapping of Bedford to Oxford section, which hasn't been controversial. The MP for North East Bedfordshire, Richard Fuller, responded, "I have forward concerns to the relevant minister. I await their response." As the summer school break approaches, child food insecurity issues become highlighted. As a result, Bedford Borough will provide a six-week £90 voucher to vulnerable children. Over 6,500 vouchers are expected to be distributed in the borough. Eligible families can apply for the programme on the bedford.gov.uk website. Culture Secretary Nadine Dorris has stated in a recent BBC One Panorama interview that an internal Conservative coup ousted Prime Minister Boris Johnson. In separate comments made to GB News, the MP for Mid Bedfordshire said 14 million people voted for the Prime Minister and a group of MPs, his sitting Chancellor, via a coup removed him. Ms Dorris has now thrown her support behind the current Foreign Secretary Liz Truss for Tory leader. The UK's first college of aeronautics, Cranfield University, will digitise over 100,000 images, charting technological progress in flight as well as documented changes to the region from 1957 to the year 2000. The content will be made freely available at the university website. That's all for this week. Have a great weekend. I'll be back on Monday with your Bedford News updates.